me. Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, in the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe. This is the New World Podcast, brother. And we're talking about Monday Night Raw, April 29th, 2024. Michael Cole, Pat McAfee on commentary. We're in Kansas City, baby. Draft night two. Whew. We started off with the rolling up. With the rolling. Rolling. Logan Holmes and the Judgment Day. I don't know why I did that. But no, Logan Paul, Patrick Mahomes, and the Judgment Day rolling up, looking fresh. And Mr. Mysterio with that questionable mustache. I don't know. But Pat McAfee and Michael Cole, they opened up the show and they said, "Welcome, everybody. This is night two of the draft. A lot of things are going to change." And we started off with Becky Lynch, our new women's world champion, cuts a promo. And she does her Becky thing. You know, of course, she has to be interrupted by Liv Morgan. And I see the comments of like, "Oh, Becky, blah, 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 blah." But I was like, Becky's just a Band-Aid. It was just a real quick, like, "Oh, shit, Rhea's hurt. What do we do? Well, let's give it to Becky for now. Then we'll figure it out from there." They got Liv Morgan, you know. And I'm not a big Liv Morgan fan. I really want to be. I want everyone to succeed in the business, you know. And I just don't see it yet with Liv Morgan. And I see in the comments, "Oh, she was robbed." And I was like, well, her last championship was that memorable? I don't remember her title reign the first time around. Like, it's that forgettable. And I think if you want to rebuild her up, and this whole revenge tour thing, that needs to go. That's stupid. But if you really want to rebuild her up, and she had an opportunity tonight to show me, like, "Oh, snap," because Nia Jax comes out, and she was drafted to SmackDown. Nia Jax booed. Hopefully she can find something new on the SmackDown itself for herself. So we shall see. But it sets up a match for later on. Then Stephanie McMahon is round one of the draft. Raw selects Imperium. I was like, okay. SmackDown got Jade. Rightfully so. Then Raw got Damage Control. I was like, okay. And SmackDown got Kevin Owens. And this is round one of draft night two. Their little war rooms are funny because they show them like, "Yeah, yeah." You know, throwing the pins like, "Yeah, we got him." Good stuff. Then we have our first match of the night. We have Gunther versus Xavier Woods. Who's going to be the true king when it comes to King of the Ring? The tournament starting next week, and the draft does not go into effect until, I think they said next week, after Backlash and everything like that. So the draft will go into full effect. Great match. I had a lot of fun with this. You know, they kicked out Vinci. Ludwig is the only person in Imperium. And they're like, "Oh, who's going to be that next member for Imperium?" And I was like, ooh. I seen some things online where I'm like, I like that idea. I like that idea a lot. We'll get to that in a bit. But Gunther, Xavier Woods, really good. Mr. Kofi Kingston almost threw in the towel for Xavier, because Xavier was getting his ass kicked. And Xavier said no, but of course, Xavier tapped to Gunther. Kathy's with Jey Uso. You know, he's like, "Hey, you know, oos, yeet." And then we go to Logan Paul with his little friend. And it's round two, and we go into the second round of the draft. We get CM Punk for Raw. SmackDown gets the Street Profits, B-Fab, and Bobby Lashley. And they are now going by the Pride. They had that on the thing. And that was rumored for a while. So I was like, why didn't we just call them the Pride? But that's officially their stable name. And I like it. And then we go back. We got Braun Strowman back. And we have who's going to Raw. And going to SmackDown is Tiffy. Because it's Tiffy time, baby. Then Logan Paul cuts a promo afterwards, talks about Jey Uso. Jey Uso comes out, and Jey Uso roasts him. He's like, yeet. And then Logan's like, I was yeeting before, yeet. So he yeeted. They yeeted. We all yeeted. And, you know, Judgment Day comes out because they're homies with Logan Paul, Finn and JD. And, you know, they start beating him up. But guess who's coming out? The monster among men. Braun Strowman coming out. Sweaty. You know. yeah. I'm happy about Braun being back. I like Braun Strowman. I'm not the biggest fan, but I'm like, okay. We go backstage. We have Chad and R-Truth talking. Sets up a match for them tonight. A tag team match. Tag team championship match, to be correct. And he's like, pleasure doing business with you, Truth. The Truth's like, yeah. And Miz is like, what's going on? He goes, hey, if we get one now, we'll get two later. He's like, what? And then he talked about Patrick Mahomes. He goes, the insurance guy? Oh, man, bundles for everybody. I love R-Truth so much. But as they walk away, Sami Zayn, bow, right into the kisser of Chad. Chad goes down. Sami happy. Because he has a big match tonight. I mean, a big match tonight. Kathy's with Booker T. Drew interrupts because Drew is pissed. He's like, how is CM Punk drafted before me? Ain't that some bullshit? And Booker's like, hey, calm down. No water. Just bread. Shucky ducky. Quack, quack. You got to remember who you are, Drew. And you can't have this obsession of CM Punk linger over you. So, a lot of stuff going on there. And Drew's like, I remember back in the day how you felt about CM Punk. And Booker T's like, hey, I just work here. Then we go right into our Intercontinental Championship match. Sami Zayn versus Bronson Reed. And we don't have a clear winner. Why? Because it's a DQ. Because Chad is mad. We have mad Chad. And he goes and attacks Sami Zayn. And then Bronson Reed attacks both of them. And I think we're going to set up a triple threat match at Backlash between these two. How's that sound? That sounds awesome. I'm all game for that. So then we have the APA round three. Woo. Round three, we get the LWO for Raw. We get LFD for SmackDown. We get Drew McIntyre for Raw. And then we get Shinsuke Nakamura for SmackDown. So hopefully he finds fame and fortune over there. Good luck to Shinsuke on Friday nights. But here goes Drew. Drew is mad. Drew comes out. He's angry. He's like, how did I get drafted after CM Punk? This is some bullshit. He goes like, Punk's at home, probably sitting on his couch, and then CM Punk's music hits. Drew, and no Punk. And Drew's like, what's going on? Because he's living in his head. And he's like, hey, I'm up here, you little bitch. He was up in the suites. Oh, man. Great stuff, man. And Drew's like, and he goes after CM Punk. We have Alpha Academy backstage. Chad is a dick. I love it. He's a dick. I love it. He comes in, he's like, yeah, Maxine's like, hey, Chad, you see, I eliminated two people. He's like, oh, that's so great. Where's your championship? Oh, you have none. And he tells Alpha Academy, he's like, hey, you know, you guys bring back gold. You know, Maxine, you go win. And that's not what happens. And I think that Chad is going to get more mad. And here comes Ivy walking into this awkward moment with everybody. Then we get Kathy with the LWO. Dom interrupts. And Rey Mysterio just goes, what's on your lip, Dirty Sanchez? To the line of, I'm up here, you little bitch. To what's on your lip, Dirty Sanchez, man. This Raw is a spicy one. I'm enjoying every minute of it. Drew is on the hunt. You know, what's on your lip, Dirty Sanchez? Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Because Bronson Reed has a backstage thing. Sheamus interrupts. And then Drew's like, oh, walks right by. Oh, my God. CM Punk up next. He's in the ring. Drew is Drew was tricked. He goes to the suites and CM Punk's in the ring and he's like, man, you're like the ex-girlfriend I can't get rid of. And the best moments of this is the fact that Drew is looking so pissed. He's just like, he's angry. He's like, that's angry. He's like, I'm sick of this man. And that's the best part about it for me, personally, because CM Punk's living in that head rent-free like he does in AEW. We get Blaze and Teddy up next. You know, Teddy gets a hug from CM Punk. Blaze gets a nice little peck on the cheek, and we go into round four. The Judgment Day is going to stay on Raw. We got Naomi going to SmackDown. We got Ilya Dragunov. I jumped up. Like, I was sitting right here watching that TV, and I jumped up, and my cat went zoom, because I was like, yeah, let's fucking go! And I was like, this is where I came in. I was like, what if he does join Imperium? What if he does? Oh, my God. But Ilya Dragunov to the main roster. Hell yeah. And Chelsea and Piper are going to SmackDown. I'm like, those two I love so much, so I'm hoping Chelsea gets a good push. Chelsea gets something, because Chelsea deserves the world. Then we have Liv Morgan versus Nia Jax. Tiffany's in the crowd. Naomi attacks Tiffany. Liv and Nia are having a battle, and Liv beats Nia Jax. Straight up. Just beats Nia Jax. And I was like, okay. And she was impressive in this match, I will say. So when in the starting of the show, I know I probably got people, oh, No, I think this is the opportunity. This is the time to build Liv Morgan up. That's what I'm saying. We need to build her to get to that next level and get rid of that revenge tour stuff. I want the revenge tour stuff out. It's stupid. But you have heat now with Naomi and Tiffany because they got a big triple threat match at Backlash in France. It's going to be crazy. Crazy. Kathy's with Booker T. Then Adam Pierce wearing an all red suit. Great commentary by Pat McAfee, because Pat McAfee says, oh, get him a racket. Huh? Straight up love for Jim Cornette. And I watched a lot of Jim Cornette over the past few weeks. The man is funny. The man has a great podcast. You should check it out. We go into round five. The New Day is staying on Raw. Pretty Deadly is going to SmackDown, which they have been. Lyra's coming up. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, great times for NXT. Lyra's coming up to Raw. Then we got Candice and Indy going to SmackDown. Big round five. Then next up, we have our tag team championship match, The Awesome Truth versus Alpha Academy. And The Awesome Truth wins. And I was like, ooh, Chad is mad. Chad is going to get mad. Or he's already mad. He's just a mad thing. The Judgment Day backstage. And with this attack that happened, I forgot to mention it, with Patrick Mahomes in the crowd. He gave him gave Logan Paul his three Super Bowl rings, and he accidentally hits JD. So we come back to this, and JD's holding the towel, and they're talking. He's like, and this guy, and he pulls the towel down, big mark. Hi! And Finn Balor is like, oh, man, getting hit by three Super Bowl rings will fuck you up, apparently. I mean, look at JD's face. I don't think his mother can look at him after that. Liv's backstage, you know, and Becky. And Becky's like, all right, you know, I see you. I see you. Because Liv told her earlier on, she's like, hey, I did something you couldn't do. I took out Rhea Ripley. Now she took out Liv Morgan. She took out Nia Jax. So, and what's going on with this love thing? I don't even know if it's a love thing. I don't even know what this is between Liv Morgan and Dom, because there's a moment when Jey Uso is I think it was Jay. Was it Jay? Somebody's getting interviewed. If you see in the background, there is Liv Morgan and Dom going into the same locker room. That was on purpose. And I have a meme on my phone, which is like Rhea Ripley versus Liv Morgan, the custody of Dominic Mysterio. And it's little him back in the day. It's good stuff. But Becky goes, okay. Then here comes Damage Control, and Becky's like, damn, I got a target on my back for sure. Then we go to Nick Aldis and Adam Pearce for round six. The Final Testament is on Raw. D DIY is going to SmackDown. Bronson Reed is staying on Raw. And, oh my gosh, Blair Davenport is coming to SmackDown. I was like, oh, I am so ready. I'm so ready for this. Let's fucking go. I'm serious, man. These NXT call-ups are huge, and I'm excited. I'm excited. And we go into our main event. Jey Uso, Ricochet, and versus The Judgment Day. And they got Andrade there as well. So, you know, it was Jey Uso, Andrade, Ricochet versus The Judgment Day. Big match. Jey Uso, Ricochet, Andrade gets the win. JD McDonagh causing Damian Priest to get super kick, and then Finn got pinned. And that's the way we end it. Then we have Jey Uso, and we have Damian Priest face-to-face, because they will face each other at Backlash. So, lots of good stuff. Wow. So, that was it. 5 out of 5 for this Raw. Spiciness all over. April 29th, 2024. It's almost May. Backlash is this Saturday, and I get to watch it. So, because it's going to be at 10 a.m. in the morning, Michael Cole, Pat McAfee on commentary. Draft night 2, the draft is over, goes into effect after Backlash. Let's go, let's do this. And that's it, that's all. All right, y'all. Like and subscribe. Share with your grandma, share with your grandma. Share with the Bob down at Walmart. I am KMB the Sexy Ninja. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/New World Podcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life.
I'm not sitting at home, Drew. I'm right here, you little bitch.